Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ba 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 McLean.
Ba 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 McLean.
Ba McLean.
Sing me.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday, day before Three's Day, alohas, and commiserations to those of you out contending with the fatal wreck on 85 this afternoon. Seems like it's a common occurrence, isn't it? Great to have you along. We are entering into the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted and obviously most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or if you prefer to text me, you will need to use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. Email, I'm afraid, is still it's iffy, but it is working. Bob@1063WORD.com. By the way, speaking of the text line, got this in, and this is interesting and gratifying in a way as well. Bobby Mack, we took a 95-question immigration test in my 12th grade U.S. government class. I wasn't surprised that I was one of the 7 kids out of 100 that passed the test, thanks to your program, I might add. Appreciate that. Glad you passed. I had every confidence you would come through with flying colors. Bobby just wanted some advice from all the wonderful listeners about getting a representative for the VA and how easy or difficult is this process. I have not been through that, so I can't speak from personal experience, but we have a lot of people that do. You know, a place you might turn to for assistance there? Just use your search engine on your computer and look up Upstate Warrior Solutions. That is an organization that's in all the counties here in the upstate and is a great asset to veterans, especially when it comes to things like VA problems. About the hearings on the Hill today and the back and forth between Nattering Nabob Nadler and former campaign manager for President Trump during the last run in 16, Corey Lewandowski. Bobby, I believe that Nadler's best position for us would be for him to go out and try and find Murphy. There you go. Probably be substantially less expensive as well. Oh, what is a Moneypenny pass? Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Moneypenny just happened to have Chad Wooten's card. I'm not sure if the texter was from Greenville or one of the other upstate counties, but in any event, Chad, as the Greenville Outreach Coordinator, could put you in touch with someone who does the same thing that he does in the various other upstate counties. His phone number in his office is 864-520-2073. His name again is Chad Wooten, W-O-O-T-E-N. And the web address is upstatewarriorsolution.org. Okay, not .com, but .org. Upstate Warrior Solutions, they do great work. Bobby, Democrats really should know all about cover-ups. Yeah, no kidding. and I believe I am caught up with the text line. By the way, today, 17 September, also happens to be Constitution Day. Daniel John Sobieski writes at American Thinker, taking advantage of Constitution Day to point out Constitution Day, and Peter Francis O'Rourke plans on celebrating it by gutting the document's Second Amendment, infringing on the right to bear arms that the Constitution says shall not be infringed. Of course, O'Dork also shares the Democrat belief that the Constitution penumbras and emanations confers a right to privacy, allowing unborn children to be aborted until the moment of birth, and even afterwards now. So there he was on Sunday's Meet the Press, his dental work complete and ear hair properly trimmed, to claim his plan to confiscate from law-abiding citizens by force and under penalty of law their AR-15s was in fact constitutional under the Constitution's Commerce Clause. Okay? Talk about a stretch. As the Washington Free Beacon reported, this is something that we're able to do through the Commerce Clause, and this is something that is not prevented from, wouldn't prevent the United States from doing by the Second Amendment. O'Rourke told Chuck Todd, the world's tallest midget and the host of Beat the Press, so this is constitutionally sound. Irish Bob O'Rourke, let me point out to you, no, it is not constitutionally sound. It is not even common sense sound. It may have escaped your attention, Beto, but the writers of the Constitution, fresh from a war using guns to overthrow British tyranny and oppressive government, put the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights in order to protect the other nine. There is no asterisk after the words shall not be infringed. The power to regulate interstate commerce, of which guns may be a part, is not the power to neuter American citizens' rights to keep and bear arms. Gun grabbers like O'Dourke insist the AR-15 is a weapon of war not intended to be protected by the Second Amendment for personal protection. Well, when the Constitution was written, both the government and the people had the same weapon, the musket, which could be called the semi-automatic weapon, the AR-15 of its day, capable of being used both in war and for personal protection. The Second Amendment did not come with an asterisk, nor is any of our rights enshrined in the Constitution in any way dependent on technology. The argument that the Second Amendment does not protect the right to bear an M1 Abrams tank is valid, but tanks are designed to be used against other tanks. Guns that fire bullets one at a time, such as the AR-15, are useful both in war and peace and are, in fact, in common use by the civilian population of the United States. Former Navy SEAL Dean Rosso is quoted in The Federalist as describing the AR-15 as the ideal defensive weapon against heavily armed predators. In the wake of the Orlando terrorist attack, the deadliest strike on U.S. soil since 9/11, Democrat lawmakers and progressive activists have responded by attempting to limit access to firearms, especially the AR-15, which was incorrectly reported as the weapon the terrorist used to kill at least 49 people and injure another 53. In a new video, former Navy SEAL Dom Rosso explains why the AR-15, the most popular rifle in the country, gives Americans the best chance of survival in an age of terror. Choosing to defend one's home with an AR-15 is a common sense choice, as it is powerful, accurate, and easy to shoot, Rosso said. Gun control legislation does not stop terror attacks, citing the two terrorists who weren't deterred by California's assault weapons ban when they killed 14 people in San Bernardino last year, nor would any gun ban have stopped the Boston bombers when they detonated a bomb at the Boston Marathon, killing three and wounding 260 others. Ironically, both of those incidents of terror were brought to a stop by armed police officers responding to the scene with AR-15s, the same weapon legislators are trying to ban. Rosso asked, why would you want to ban the gun you pray for the police to show up with. But look, these guys will stretch constitutional provisions way beyond the edge of reason in their quest to strip Americans of their gun rights. You may have seen what's going on in New Zealand right now. Yeah, people being told by the government they got to line in and line up and turn in their weapons. That's exactly what Irish Bob O'Rourke and the rest of his ilk would like to see happen here. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then right back with more as we cruise on here on Tuesday in the 5 o'clock follies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
All right. 521 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I apparently billed him too early in the program today. I was under the impression that our Tuesday with Timmons segment today was going to be moved back to 440, but with all the craziness in Washington, I guess that went by the boards. But now we are joined by 4th District Congressman William Timmons. Will, how are you today?
Hey, good afternoon. I'm doing great. Sorry about the mix-up. I did not realize I was supposed to call in earlier.
That's okay. No biggie, because you're here now, and I'm sure there's a bunch of craziness going on. Did you have an opportunity to check out the Judiciary Committee witch hunt today with Corey Lewandowski?
I was watching it on television like everybody else. I decided to not go and attend the circus myself. But, I mean, you know, you just can't make this stuff up. It's just a... It's shocking.
You know, I wonder, since this has been billed as a Donald Trump impeachment hearing, what the basis for their continuing discussion about impeachment for President Trump is based on. I mean, the Constitution calls for impeachment in the case of high crimes or misdemeanors, and yet we never hear them describe what specific charges they think should justify the removal of President Trump, other than the fact, of course, that he is President Trump.
You know, Chairman Nadler's making this up as he goes along, and it's sad that the Democrats are doing this, but I think it means good things for 2020, and I'm really just letting them run with it.
Yeah, you know, I think at the end of the day, they are on their way to replicating what happened to George McGovern in a previous presidential race. I mean, look at their platform. Who could possibly identify, other than, I mean, really extreme hardcore leftists, the social progressives, the Antifa crowd, who could identify with the policies that they're promoting, their lunacy?
You know, Joey, the people on the debate stage are talking about ending born lives, and it doesn't take a lot of common ground from, you know, reasonable-minded people that differ on life to say that that is just out of bounds, completely ridiculous, and those kind of thoughts, those kind of ideas that are going to be perpetuated by the Democratic candidates is going to drive everyone to a Republican landslide here in 2020. And I'm just excited because I might be in the majority. That's
yeah,
good.
That would be nice. Well, yeah, the suggestion that the Democrats are making, most people would categorize plain and simple as murder.
I think anyone that is sensible would. And, you know, they're just catering to such a fringe group.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just get to watch the circus as it continues.
What have you been up to in Washington, Congressman, since the sessions have now resumed?
Well, you know, Bob, I'm working on a thing that I really enjoy, which is modernizing Congress. It is really a main reason why I ran We're actually getting down to talking about the schedule and the calendar and the budget. I think there's a real opportunity for the Modernization of Congress Committee to help get some budget reform. You know, the process is just very archaic and totally broken, and we need to change it. We need to stop spending money we don't have, but I think the biggest problem is that we're not actually having a meaningful dialogue on what spending should look like, and we're just jamming through things at the last second, and when there's no time left on the clock, and it's just not a good it doesn't facilitate good outcomes. So I'm working on the Modernization Committee. It's good government transparency, efficiency. It's really a very rewarding opportunity because I think we have a potential of getting some things done.
So you would you'd be working diligently to drag Congress kicking and screaming into the 20th century.
that's exactly right. I don't think most people don't realize that we only work 65 full days a year. You got to think about that. Mm-hmm. What other job only works 65 days a year? We're in session 131 days, but right. 66 of those days are half days. Like today is a voting day. We're going to go and vote here in a minute, and we'll probably vote on one or two things. We'll rename a post office, and then we'll
right.
you know, say that was a job well done, guys. Job well done.
Yeah, so, congratulations.
We need to work more. We need to facilitate dialogue. We got to get the reasonable people to kind of start talking to each other and just try to fix some of these big problems, because we're not going to solve them on Twitter. I can promise you that.
I know that you probably saw, as many of us did, the attacks on the Saudi Arabian oil fields. No matter who the originator of the attack may have been or where it may have come from, I think we all suspect the fine hand of the mullahs in Tehran, Iran, behind this. And it's pretty scary, because I don't know if people truly recognize that this is a new day in warfare when you have these cluster attacks of these UASs, these unmanned vehicles mixed in with cruise missile attacks, all with a pretty frightening precision. And when you consider that our Fifth Fleet is there in Bahrain, there is real cause for alarm here, is there not?
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, this is the first large-scale attack using unmanned aerial vehicles and drones, and I do believe that this is the future of warfare. Why risk a life when you can essentially be playing a video game from 100 miles away and cause even worse damage? So
yeah.
I think that this is something we're going to be seeing more of, and we need to be diligent about making sure that we are prepared and you know, it's the future of warfare. And as an Air Force officer, as a JAG officer in the Air Force, I had drill this weekend, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We were up bright and early. But this is something that the Air Force is going to be dealing with to make sure that we're as equipped as possible for the foreseeable future.
Are we behind the power curve in that department?
I think we're not behind the power curve on delivery.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest question is defense.
So, yeah, right. You know, recognition.
We are unquestionably the leader, I would argue, in you know, using this type of technology on offense. But it's just a major challenge on how to defend uses of it. So obviously Israel has spent an enormous amount of money on Iron Dome, and
right.
that has been very successful. And I was there a few weeks ago, and it was just incredible the technology that they had to develop because of rockets coming from Gaza and from the north. You know, it really, before they developed it, was just totally beyond anyone's comprehension. So it's fantastic they have it, and they're a strong ally, so I'm sure that we'll be able to get that. But how do you mobilize, how do you create mobile Iron Dome to where you can protect critical infrastructure and create population centers? We don't have that.
Yeah,
and it's probably something we need to be investing in.
Yeah, and it's certainly not cost effective, as the Israelis will tell you, because when they have to use Iron Dome, they usually shoot two missiles at once, and they're something like $50,000 each.
I think it might even be a little bit more than that. They were saying that the cost per for every missile they shoot down, it's just you know, a major drag on their economy and on their resources. So I'm sure that it will become more and more efficient, though.
Gotcha. Congressman, we appreciate your time today, as always. What's on your agenda looking ahead?
Joey, you know, got a number of committee meetings. And,
I'm Bob, Congressman.
Trying to help this.
I'm Bob.
Oh, Joey. Oh, my God. Bob, I'm sorry. I talked to Joey this morning. My apologies.
That's okay.
Oh, that's bad. You should give me grief for that. My apologies.
That's all right.
Bob. Yeah, no, we have a modernization committee this week, and that's what I'm getting ready for. We have got to talk about the schedule and the calendar. So just excited for that. And we'll be working hard up here. If anybody needs us, they can call the office. We're always available.
Good deal. Thank you. Congressman William Timmons joined me this afternoon. Thanks, Congressman. I appreciate your time as always. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Bobby Mack Show on WORD. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
How am I doing so far?
Bob McClain!
Oh, boy. You know, I would have sworn Friday the 13th was last week. But I may be mistaken. 5:38, 22 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Special guest joining me this afternoon from Washington, D.C. is Michael Joyce. He is a spokesperson for the RNC and deputy press secretary. Michael, how in the world are you?
Oh, you know, it'd be a lot better if we didn't have a round two of the Democrat climate debate on Thursday and Friday, but otherwise we can't complain.
I know. This stuff is so ridiculous. You know, Al Gore, fish swimming in the streets of Miami and all the rest. It's pretty ludicrous. We've got another problem to contend with down here, though, Michael. You know, back in the day when cotton was king, we used to be concerned about boll weevils. You know, they would get in there and ruin the entire crop. Now,
sure.
Now we have an infestation of Democrat presidential contenders who have surrounded us here in the state. We got, Mayor Pete was just here. Crazy Commie Bernie is also in South Carolina. And what state am I in? Creepy Uncle Joe, the hair sniffer Biden, is here as well. So we've got quite a confab going down here, Mike.
Yeah, well, we all have a pretty interesting situation, given that you had Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Bill de Blasio down there earlier this week in Horry County. And
yep.
What they showed the folks down there is that they want to impeach Justice Kavanaugh. They want to destroy fossil fuels and put anyone who works in the fossil fuel industry out of a job and can pass a complete government takeover of health care. And, you know, all I can think about is, it's going to be really hard for folks like Beto O'Rourke and Kamala Harris to show up in rural South Carolina, and in particular the upstate, and advocate for gun confiscation.
Yeah.
You know, because aside from the constitutional arguments, this really flies directly in the face of what even the most liberal Democrats in South Carolina are comfortable
you
with.
Know, and it's crazy, Michael, because now we have Beto O'Rourke out there saying, well, my wanting to mandatorily round up AR-15s is constitutionally sound under the Commerce Clause. You know, on September 17th, Constitution Day, I find that especially offensive.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunately, I mean, that's where the Democrat Party really is right now, specifically the 2020 Democrat candidates. Now, you have folks up there on the debate stage asking to abolish the Electoral College.
Yep.
They can't win by the rules, so they want to change it. They want to pack the Supreme Court with liberal judges, so they can't get a president elected to nominate a judge, so they just want to stack the Supreme Court. They want to change the voting age to 16. They want to add additional requirements to run for president. They just basically look at the Constitution and say, well, let's just start over and rip it to shreds.
Yeah.
This is no good. And of course, Beto O'Rourke says the Second Amendment's got to go. It's no longer a quote-unquote Republican talking point. Beto O'Rourke came out straight up and said, hey, we are here to take your guns. Your AR-15s are gone. So that's really where the Democrat Party is gone now. And I really don't know what message they intend to bring to South Carolina and try to get y'all's voters to turn out for them. It might be why it's been 70 days since Kamala Harris has made a visit to the state. You know, I guess the first in the South primary state isn't a priority for her, but maybe she understands that she doesn't have a winning message there, nor do any of these other 2020 Democrats coming to South Carolina right now.
Well, and I think Kamala, in defense of her, she's been heavily occupied, I'm sure, the past few days going back and wiping out the record of how many African-Americans she put in California prisons when she was the attorney general out there.
Well, you know, she said she smoked some marijuana in college. She might be suffering from memory loss because, yeah, she did send quite a few folks to jail for marijuana offenses. She kept folks in overcrowded jails for cheap labor in prison. She has an abysmal record when it comes to criminal justice, and we're just scratching the surface of what she's done as a DA out in California. So, you know, Senate record aside, she still has a lot of questions to answer about her record with criminal justice, because, yeah, she seems to love putting folks in jail. While meanwhile, President Trump passed the criminal justice reform bill,
right,
the bipartisan First Step Act, which is giving already over 3,100 inmates a second chance in life and a chance to get a new job and a new life. So, yeah, she's got a terrible record when it comes to criminal justice, no doubt.
We're talking to Michael Joyce, who's an RNC spokesperson and as a deputy press secretary. Michael, I played earlier in the program the two-minute-plus Joe Biden greatest hits video that was released today by the president's campaign manager. Did you have an opportunity to see that before it was released?
I didn't see it before it was released. I saw it like everyone else when Mr. Parscale put it out on Twitter. But, you know, I was, aside from the fact that I was laughing hysterically at it, it's pretty incredible that this is who they think is the front runner and the best chance to defeat Donald Trump in 2020. I think there's a reason why Joe Biden's running for president a third time. And I don't have any official figures on this, but I'd imagine the success rate of third-time presidential contenders can't be very high. It has to be at 0%. And I think we're seeing why, whether it's Joe Biden or anyone else. Joe Biden's just a horrible presidential candidate. He's not quick on his feet. People don't know why he's even doing this. They don't know why he's in the race. He's a gaffe-prone machine. Everything he says doesn't seem to make sense. And all I can think about is, can you imagine someone like Joe Biden on a debate stage with President Trump? I mean, all I can say is good luck to you, because we saw President Trump take down 16 Republican candidates in the 2016 election. I can only imagine what President Trump will do to the eventual nominee on a debate stage here in 2020.
And even more horrifying, Michael, is the thought of Joe Biden with the nuclear codes in his hand.
Yeah, well, especially given the fact that Bob Gates, the defense secretary under the Obama Biden administration, said that Joe Biden's got every major foreign policy decision wrong in his lifetime. That's not exactly the vote of confidence I think you're looking for from someone else who served in the Obama Biden administration. I think it's a huge red flag. And so when you hear Joe Biden talking about downplaying the threat of China to our economy, anytime he tries to talk about Iran or any other foreign policy issue, it has to be taken with a grain of salt, because even the folks in Joe Biden's camp think that he's been dead wrong on every single one of these issues.
I think maybe more precisely, Michael, it should be taken with a truckload of salt, like we see on the expressways in the wintertime. You know, it's just...
Oh, amen to that.
It's nuts. I have been saying for some time, and the Democrats are trying to turn me into Nostradamus, Michael, but I've been saying for some time that if they keep going the way they're going, and don't misunderstand me, I certainly hope that they do, they're going to revisit McGovern and what happened to him.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a few things that stick out when you talk about lessons learned from the 2016 election. The first one is when Hillary Clinton said, we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of work.
Yeah.
I guess the lesson that 2020 Dems have taken away from that is, why stop at coal miners? Let's put everyone out of work.
Yeah, let's put everyone.
Oil and gas,
exactly.
Nuclear energy, you name it. Yeah.
So
that was the first lesson. The second one was that perhaps it's not a good idea to attack the president's supporters and call them a basket of deplorables.
Right.
Well, Pete Buttigieg said that doesn't go far enough. Let's just call them racist verbatim on the debate stage last
God.
Week.
God, I'm
the third
telling
debate.
You.
So it's clear that they're not learning the lessons from 2016, and they're only actually doubling down on a lot of things that Hillary Clinton said and a lot of the missteps that she said. So how you reach out to voters in South Carolina, how you reach rural Americans, folks in middle America, or even some of the swing states that will determine the outcome of the election.
Right.
I just don't see how that's supposed to be a winning message, promising to put people out of work, promising to upend our life as we know it, banning cheeseburgers, plastic straws, gasoline cars, and commercial air travel.
Right.
I don't know how that's going to work, but you know, it's just showing that their mantra is do as we say, not as we do. We're going to keep flying private to each debate, but you're not going to have any airfare if we get elected next year.
So
if that's really the message that they want to bring, and that's what they think is the best contrast to President Trump, all I can say is good luck to you in the 2020 election, because this president has a lot of accomplishments to hang his hat on.
You bet.
And that's in the face of unprecedented obstruction from Democrats and in the face of a two-year, $35 million special counsel that found out that there was no collusion and no obstruction. And we also found out, by the way, James Comey, the leaker and liar, really abused his power and violated FBI policy to save his own back end. So it's clear that nobody has learned any lessons on the Democrat side. And, you know, I really think that's why President Trump will be reelected in 2020 is, aside from all of the results and accomplishments that he has to hang his hat on, it's just simply the fact that the Democrats haven't learned any lessons from 2016. And as a matter of fact, they're still relitigating the 2016 election in the House of Investigations, which used to be the House of Representatives. But we saw today they're still going after the Russia collusion hoax because they don't accept the results of the 2016 election, and they won't result anything other than President Trump losing in 2020, which is why I think you're going to see a lot of Democrats wake up and have a lot of liberal tears all over again when President Trump wins again in 2020.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch them essentially commit electoral suicide. Michael Joyce, RNC spokesman and deputy press secretary. Michael, thanks for your time today, as always. And I hope, as I'm sure you and all the folks at the RNC do as well, that the Democrats just keep doing exactly what they're doing and double down on it.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out how to make these in-kind contributions with FBC reports, but we welcome the TV ads and all this. We welcome their support for President Trump's reelection. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely we do. Michael Joyce. Mike, thanks for your time today. Good to talk to you as always.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Have a good evening, sir. 5:48 here on the Bobby Mack Show, dozen before 6 here on the Tuesday, second Friday the 13th of this month, apparently, from the way things are going up here. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
And sometimes worse. Oh, boy. 5:54, 6 before 6 here in the Bobby Mack Show in on the text line. Bobby, best takeaway from your phone interview. The left wants to upend our lifestyle. Yeah, they certainly do. And they want to have themselves at the peak of the pyramid as well. To the phones we go. Richard is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Richard, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, during the discussion with Congressman Timmons, some things were said about the Saudi attack and then also the Fifth Fleet being in Bahrain.
Right.
The the fleets don't move without protection, let's just say. And I'm surprised something wasn't, there weren't some kind of countermeasures with the Saudi military to know that that attack was coming. I'm not saying that there's an Iron Dome per se over the Fifth Fleet,
right?
But there's probably something similar. Back 20-something years ago when I was in, there's a certain destroyer, that class destroyer that came out that put out a radar system that was a phased array, which generally would calculate a sphere over the whatever battleship group that destroyer was in, and would use assets from all the ships to basically do an Iron Dome.
Right.
The last counter force is called a phalanx gun. It's basically a machine gun on steroids, and they probably have something similar to that still out there. So I think the Fifth Fleet's been well, or they would have already sorted it out.
Yeah.
But I do believe they're probably at a heightened state of readiness. Because of what's going on.
Yeah, and I keep hearing, without saying more than I should on the radio, I keep hearing scuttlebutt that some of our forces are on the move as well.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm sure. So anyway, I think our boys over, I don't want anybody to think they're in danger. I mean, they're always in danger. Anytime,
sure.
Even in the U.S., they're in danger.
But, you bet.
But I don't think that, you know, this president will make sure the buck is not passed. It stops it with him.
Yeah, and that is a huge facility there in Bahrain. That's, in fact, headquarters for the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command. So, yeah, I would certainly agree with your assessment, Richard, that they are in the process of, in fact, increasing the level of protection that they have there. Thanks for the call, Richard, and thanks for your service as well. Appreciate it. Great to have you along. Hour number three, the 5 o'clock Follies, has lived up to its name today. The bonus hour is on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.